isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. Stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a short time frame of music appreciation and an enthusiasm for that music back when my parents first experienced the diminutive wonder of the transistor radio. Bigger is better, or so the saying goes. That may be true for dirigibles, but I believe it's the teeny things that matter most, like quantum mechanics, or the seemingly trivial things my wife wants me to remember. In music, a hit is undoubtedly something that is better bigger, but I contend perusing the small print is just as big. In rock and rhythm, if it weren't for things like small record labels, there'd be no review. And although many artists on those labels enjoyed nano success at best, they left big sonic impacts, often in as little as 2.5 minutes. It's all about the little things on the Rock and Rhythm Review, and in as little as 28 minutes, we'll hear from the Cleftones, Dale Hawkins, Don and Dewey, Red Light, Eunice Davis, The Royals, Sleepy LaBeouf, Smokey Smothers, and Elvis. A clef is a musical symbol used to indicate pitch, a clever basis for a vocal group's handle, and so the Cleftones landed at George Goldner's microlabel, G, eager for a little taste of R&B immortality. But it wasn't long before success brought big changes as Goldner sold G to notorious gangster Morris Levy, whom quickly intimidated aside the group's manager, while their leader, the petite Buzzy McLean, departed after a bit of 1950s Southern hospitality while on tour. With honker Jimmy Wright's band, 1956's Little Girl of Mine.
Yeah.
Oh, little girl of mine.
Yeah.
Do you sure look fine?
Yeah,
you appeal to me.
The Three Little Pigs fable traces its provenance in print to at least the 1840s and made its debut on a prior review. But Dale Hawkins' 1957 take of master songwriter Merle Kilgore's rockabilly adaptation gathered little notice as a post-Susie Q single, even with having Hawkins mime it on American Bandstand and some solid fretwork by Carl Adams. Little Pig. Say who told a little white lie, but Cecil Gant's Rock Little Baby and Eunice Davis's Rock Little Daddy carry the same lyrics. Who stole from whom is hard to say, but 1951 was the year both songs were released, as well as the year Gant met an early demise. Davis remained relatively obscure, but did have a brief stint at Atlantic, Coral, Grand, and the Little Derby label, where she rocked her daddy with Freddie Mitchell's band.
Rock!
Savoy Records' subsidiary, Regent, had a short shelf life as an R&B label, but survived long enough to release a little trove of singles attributed to Johnny Otis. Hatched in late 1949, obscure shouter Floyd Hollis, whom used the nom de plume Red Light, along with Otis's band and honker Big J McNeely, flew the coop with Little Red Hen.
That will knock you out. We're going to jump and shout tonight. Baby, take a tip from the little red hen. Come back down and try it again. Some Texas hop, Susie Q, but I just want to boogie with you. We're going to jump and shout tonight.
Name changes and little compromises often yield big results. In 1951, gospel group the Royal Sons Quintet were persuaded by their label to cut a sparse secular tune written by Loman Pauling, the group's leader, bass vocalist, songwriter, and in little time, influential string bender. On the single, the Royal Sons Quintet were simply called the Royals. Future singles found a little E added to the spelling to distinguish the group from other royals of the day, as well as adding the prefix 5 in quotation marks, because periodically there were 6 royales. Too much of a little bit.
Well, I'm a disappointed guy, thought it was tough. I took a little bit of a drink and that little bit was too much. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me now.
Too much of a little bit,
and it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do.
Well, I can't eat right,
no.
I can't sleep right,
no.
I can't think, I can't drink, I can't talk right,
no.
I had too much of a little bit, it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do. Too much of a little bit,
and it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do.
Well, run to me, honey, baby, put your hand on my head. My temperature's 8,093. I'm almost dead. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do. Too much of a little bit,
and it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do.
Get it, man. Get it now.
Baby, I ain't gonna drink no more.
No?
If anybody asks me to come and take a little bit, I'm going to put them right out of my door.
You wouldn't do
I've
that
had
much.
Too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Do, 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 too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do. Don't let it get you down.
Well, I can't help myself. I'm acting like a clown.
Don't let it get you down.
Well, I'm floating on the clouds. My head going round and round. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do. Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do. Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Do, 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 do.
Is it a paradox to feature one of the tallest rock and rhythm artists? Standing 6.5 feet long, Thomas Lebeuf was appropriately named Sleepy by his friends because of his heavily lidded eyes, although the little surname change to Lebeuf actually came later in his career. Sleepy Lebeuf first awoke on the Starday label in 1957, where for some reason this cut with six-string ace Hal Harris was shelved. Little bit more.
A little bit more. Well, all night long I'm gonna kiss you for just a little bit more. We'll find a spot, baby, that's as cool as a breeze. We'll play a game and call it kiss and a squeeze. All night long I'm gonna kiss you just a little bit more. We'll find a spot to baby that's just as cool as a breeze. We'll play a game and call it kiss and a squeeze. All night long we're gonna have a good time, for just you and me. Well, all night long we're gonna make you all mine, and just you wait and see. We'll play a game of us as cool as a breeze. We'll play a game in the call and kiss and a squeeze. Well, all night long I'm gonna kiss you just a little bit more. I'm gonna love you just a little bit more. I'm gonna squeeze you just a little bit more. I'm gonna love you just a little bit more.
Otis Smokey Smothers was a Windy City blues guitarist who spent a little time on Chess sessions with The Wolf. The competing King label envisioned Smokey as their version of Jimmy Reed, and so Smokey got to billow about an LP's worth of tunes with the six-string support of blues god Freddie King. 1960s, Come On Rock Little Girl.
And slide in a day.
race and wave, swinging and dragging is not to stay. Come on, rock and roll.
For Don Harris and Dewey Terry, little was better when their sextet, the Squires, became a duo. Making their way over to Little Richard's label, the twin Little Richards, as they were known, sought big things at Specialty, but ended up with Little before leaving with Sonny Bono for a worse outing on the Rush label. From their first Specialty session in 1957, A Little Love. Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Charles Stratton. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, that's two T's in jet, to learn more about the review. Nothing Elvis did was little, but his most prevalent little thing, no, not that one, came during a brief period post-Army and prior to succumbing to film soundtrack pabulum for the rest of the 60s. In the summer of 1961, Elvis held a date with the A-Team Session Aces in Nashville at famed RCA Studio B, where he cut arguably his finest rocker, in which virtuoso Hank Garland set aside his beloved Gibson for a Fender Jazzmaster to get that tone on Little Sister.
Little sister, don't you?
Bert.
Three.
I can't hardly hear you.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old Mo-Evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.